Lifting appointment?
Yeah.
About 10 minutes.
Here's the start.
Alright, there comes Lance, it'll be really a tough one.
Okay, we'd like to welcome everyone out to our CDRA meeting, May 9th. It's a PM regular meeting. We'll start off with a roll call. Dean?
Lynn?
Yes, here.
Paul?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Paul?
Here.
Tom?
Here.
And Sam?
Okay, next on the agenda is approval of minutes of the April 11th, 2023 regular CDRA meeting.
Well, I got the motion to approve the minutes for 11th April, 2023, 6 PM regular RDA meeting.
I'm on to that better second, because I wasn't here. I don't think we'll say.
I'll second that motion there.
Okay. Have a motion by Russell, second by Randy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next is approval of claims. Invoice registered dated 4/11/2022, $5,032 amount of $39,989.19.
Is this the building? The new building out there?
Very good, man.
Yeah.
Anybody talk to a box cement just beside the road down there? What? Some of that, I guess, contractor or somebody will take care of it. And then they rough, and then duck, left over the cement, I think, beside the road.
I'll make motion to approve the invoice registered dated 4/11/2023 to 5/8/2023 in the amount of $49,989.19.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion by Paul, second by Russell to approve invoice registered dated 4/11/2023 to 5/8/2023 in the amount of $49,989.19. Roll call.
Lynn?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Rodney?
Yes.
And he goes down to the college.
Next is our reuse project. We sent this out to Sunrise and to JB Sunrise with Road. They did not want to bid on it. JB submitted a bid of $65,000. So I guess that's where we go with our reuse. That's how we use the word.
That's just a step.
It's a step, yes. Yep.
Didn't get up some grant money for that.
It's all grants.
It's all grants.
It's all grants.
So who's the big JB basically?
$65,000.
Sunrise with you. They said they was too busy getting one to do it.
I need to make a motion to accept that.
Put it up to you. Yeah, I'll make a motion that we approve the bid by JB Engineer and Widow for professional services on reuse at the sewer bills. What was the bid?
$65,000.
For $65,000.
Second it.
Okay, I have a motion by Russell, second by Paul, to approve JB on the agreement to do the reuse study down in the sewer ponds for $65,000. Roll call.
Dennis?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes.
Can you recognize that Jim and Nancy are here in Virginia? I think they have a 5-day window to put this together and start to scale, and so I'd like to recognize her back. Her back in the long term is going on, so we got to make it.
Much trouble, please. That is the right thing to have in front of us. Hopefully, the $65,000 thing, they can keep this up.
Yeah, be good to know.
Yeah, it'll be good. One thing nice is they've just done our sewer master plan, so they've got all the information.
That makes sense.
So, that should be good. Okay, well, thank you.
Next is approval of resolution CDRA 2023-01, resolution adopting incentive budget of 2023 to 2024 budget to the Community Development and Renewal Agency.
Where is that? I don't have it. That's just trying to find it.
Where's the such a wallet first?
Yeah, it's
on page 18 of the packet.
You got the whole budget here, not separate, that's the highway agents.
Yeah, thank
you. No, there we go.
It's highway agents.
That's the golf grant money, isn't it, Mark? Golf grant money, isn't it?
Yes, the big numbers there are correct, that is correct. The 2.3 million is the grant money, and also the trail we've got on that line, that's grant money as well. So, with a lot of incoming decisions, we'll be talking about that later on when we discuss it.
There is some, and there is a transfer there.
There is some of the apartments and everything else that come into the RDA.
Okay.
Okay. Which are always coming out with a premium for the city.
I'll make another motion. We approve the resolution CRA 2023-01A, resolution adopting the tentative 2023 to 2024 budget for the Community Development Renewal Agency.
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, motion by Russell, second by Randy, to approve the resolution CDRA 2023-01, resolution adopting the tentative 2023-24 budget for the Community Development and Renewal Agency for CDRA. Roll call.
No, I haven't had time to go through all of it. I feel like I can look at a lot closer.
Paul?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Randy?
Yes. Okay, Mark, let's turn the time over to you.
Okay, this morning the addressing committee, the RDA, and we're going to have one item to discuss, and that's the park project. A motion was made this morning. The order was passed by the addressing committee, that's the management committee at the back. The proposal of something that we put together. This is a project that's $576,000. And in the provincial grant money, and then the Norman Heritage area is putting together a package that adds another $188,806. So the total project is going to be $764,806. Let me hand this out. Just to hand it out because the Main Street Committee's advising board of the Heritage area, and these are the projects on attachment A that we're going to be doing between now and September 30th, the end of the fiscal year. 23. If you also go a couple of pages in, you'll see the agenda for this morning's executive committee meeting, and you'll also see the minutes from the previous meeting. That's how you get attached. So what I've called your attention to is the first item that outlines this extra $188,806 that I alluded to. This has nothing to do with the $576,000, but it has to do with landscaping around the 1.3 acres owned by Track 89, where the coffee depot is. They'll be talking about that tonight. It also brings in the engine, the caboose, the water tower, and those projects. And so all these projects will blend together, and I'll just turn the time over to Justin, who's the team leader on this, then you guys can participate as well, okay?
Well, thanks for the opportunity of being here again. Just for your reference, it's conceptual drawing, kind of a high level of maybe just the land use of the park area. I don't want to avoid a lot of history, but when we first started looking at the park when I was on the city council still, we kind of had a narrow focus of just looking at the playground equipment, restrooms, some picnic tables, and some other enhancements. Through the course of time, we determined and it kind of evolved into more of a master plan approach, which you find there. We've had public meetings, public input. We brought Dave Bradley on as acting as our landscape designer to help us put these together. And so what you have before you is just a conceptual drawing that we as a committee liked. One of the things that came out of the public outreach meeting was the security was an issue at the park. The other thing was accessibility. Right now, the park doesn't really have any way to walk through it without, if you're in a wheelchair or something like that. It's all grass, so we like the concept of having some more pedestrian access through the park. And then building on the railroad theme that has been kind of already established, that we had a lot of favorable support, favorable comment on doing that. And so that's kind of the course we're on now, is trying to pull things together with that on that premise, with the playground equipment and other things that will enhance the park and also fit into that, I guess, branding effort for our park of a railroad theme. So, I've asked Heidi and Molly, they're here in support, and I don't know if you guys would like to say anything or share maybe your thoughts or what we've discovered as we've gone through this process, and also Dave, too, or any questions from the board.
We feel that the city park has been ignored for a long time, and that it is in need of some overhaul. And that doing one thing at a time, or, you know, just a band-aid here and there, maybe get some new equipment, plop that down, isn't the best approach. That we need to have a master plan so that we know where we're going to put restrooms. We don't redo sprinkling systems and things like that. So we feel a master plan would be helpful. And when we're looking through, we want to capitalize on the theme that's already started at the park, and that's the railroad. We would like to see railroad-themed playground equipment. We'd like to see the water tower come in. We'd like to see the engine, the diesel or steam engine that Mont has acquired, so that can be incorporated into the play area and make our park a real destination park. We want to see it become more of a community like the walking path, bring that in as a community gathering spot. So we're really excited about the input that we had from the citizens. We have our community input meeting. What else? Well, we did we have a Facebook group at where we form a community service organization for the love of Mount Pleasant, and we don't have any kind of controversy on there. It's all positive, and we just support the city and try to just help make it shine. And so we, last fall, we asked, what do you think is the most important thing that we can do? And overwhelming, time and time again, people, the park. And one person, I think, really said it best, that your city park should be that crowning jewel of your community. And I think that we have an opportunity here to make the park have this master plan that, you know, city councils change, mayors change, we, you know, turn over and what else. But we always have this goal in mind that we spend our dollars wisely, reaching for this master plan in mind in the future. And maybe we don't do all of it at once, but we keep working towards the master plan and really have a vision. Last fall, my daughter was taking pictures and took some pictures around the depot, and I've noticed other photographers, and I think this could be just such a destination and maybe all enhancing. I wasn't a fan of the training in the beginning, but it's there and it's really turning out nice, and I think we embrace it and we make it just a place to go and be. There's a lot of things that can be added on in the future with that theme in mind. We've even talked about a little train that the kids could ride on. We can have built on and include, you know, with the walking path, a little train. Lots of fun, lots of cool things that we can build upon and add to our park. I think Dave, we brought Dave in and he can talk to you, but just doing it the right way, and he has some really great ideas, and I'll turn it over to you.
You know, it's been easy to design for the group because there's so much passion, there's so much vision that they have, and I wish we could be a little farther along. I know this is conceptual, but going from that meeting where we got the input, you know, then we threw about three of these conceptual things together, and we kind of narrowed it to this, and we'll kind of refine it, but then the next step is schematical. How many parking spaces? What's the circulation flow? And lots of that input needs to come from the police department, things like that, so that we know with their security and how safety and stuff like that. But then the thing that I realized too was, as you have a bigger play area for kids that's accessible, you really are the hub of this end of the county. I mean, people are coming over here for other things, and that little destination is kind of a nice stop, and you can capitalize on that for multiple reasons, whether it's recreation, whether it's mom's waiting for somebody at the high school to pick up, and then she's got some kids. But then also just locally, you know, if you have a place for amphitheater, if you have a place, you know, there's all these other little elements that are hidden into this neat master plan that could really make it a sense of community. And I think some of that, as we move along, could be something a little bit more. But
can I comment?
Yeah, I was going to say, we know that we have limited funds. We can't do everything at once, but at least if we have a vision, we can look at things that are more of a priority, try to get those done with what funds we have, see how far we can get, and then it helps us have a goal for what's next, and how we secure funding, how we how we just move forward with trying to achieve the end goal. So.
Okay, on that, you'll see this handout, you'll look under the bottom, you'll see what the total cost, $45,000, and it talks about landscaping, the workforce maybe is around the depot, and the volume is a true sand pitch, and the name is around the children. And I'd like to see if Steve would like to comment on just what you have in mind that you'd be doing around that one, just anything in general. We know we have a bad thing laid out, but you can just give a little bit of input on what you'd like to do. You see it overall, and all of you.
We're really excited to hear what's going on because we're not the owners of the property, but we're the residents of the property. And our goal has always been to be a place that what you just mentioned, to be the space, a blessing for our community, a place that as you drive into town, people go like, whoa, this is a cool place. So hearing about what's going on with the park, we have a little bit of pull with the owners because we've been good tenants, if you will. They see what we've done, and it's been us, it's been Mont, it's been preserving this historic building that is the treasure of this city. We feel like we're stewards of all of this. And so we want to cooperate in whatever way we can, but just working with even our local young landscaper, Garrett Crosby, who did a fabulous job with the grant money that we had gotten to preserve the building by handling the runoff into that new little dry creek bed. He has a vision of what can happen the rest of the way around in terms of this private ownership. But what we see, we're the ones that are here all the time, and we see the community and the tourists and the things, and so like, hopefully we can offer some significant direction as we talk to the owners, as we continue working with Mont and Grant and with the city. But even things like just noticing the last couple weeks, how many people are parking kind of by the rodeo grounds in order to go in that space between the boxcars to the pickleball courts. All right? I don't even know what the new master plan is, but I'll tell you, there's getting to be quite a bit of use there. And so just being able to say, hey, this is what we see. I don't have a master plan, but we want to work to make with the owners, with the city, the whole property just a beautiful, incredible place that just draws and is welcoming and basically says our city is great.
On that stuff, you also, you'll notice on the sheet, you talked about landscaping and meadows like this. She sent it. Notice Jackson was there. The Heritage Area paid $30,000 to the sculptor to put Sandpitch in. Now they give another $30,000. There'll be a Native American woman and two young Native American kids. And the landscaping for that will tie into that because that 1.3 acres is also applied to the old. Now, tied at the bottom, I hope you're not offended. I had to put Heritage Tourism Recreation for the National Park Service to make it so they could use their money. It says this project is being developed as a public-private partnership to emphasize our rural heritage and thereby promote heritage tourism and recreation. Now those are buzzwords the National Parks had to have to give us about that $100,000, which we now have there. So anyway, the statues are a very important part of this, and like I say, we've invested $60,000 for that part of the project.
I like it. I like the concept. Let's commit that before we get too far into this, we'd have to move the rodeo grounds.
Well, and we understand that, but that's probably going to be the phase later on down the road.
Yeah, but we're at it. Start working on and
just to know
funds
that, to know that that's probably eventually going to take place so we can continue with the master plan. Yeah. The other thing is it shows the new rec here, and that actually doesn't go down that far because this is that piece of property right there where the Buddy Parks is probably not, well, that's probably a debate whether what we want to do with that for sure.
The other thing is, you might notice the restrooms removed in order to be centrally located, location of the park. That's been...
Justin, we talked about leaving the existing bathrooms and turning it, keeping it for city storage, you know, maybe just kind of facing it a little differently, kind of giving it a little facelift so it ties into the other buildings, but not doing away with that building. It would just, the doors would be taken off the restrooms, and it would be just a restroom for the city workers and storage for them. It would stay... because it's there, and you realize it, but moving the restrooms to the public that have more ADA compliance and walkways and have a better flow to utilize, and maybe less vandalism if it is in the park versus right by a road.
So one question I have is this flow going out between the train cars. Well, that's going on by private property. So we create the problem now. This flow of the loop going in between the train cars and coming out on the parking lot of a private business, basically, I struggle with that being the flow of the circle.
Well, it's a constant revenue problem. That's all. To me, that's all public access. I mean, that's how it is right now.
They kind of
made
that graph. Is that
where? Yeah. Well, the gap had to be there for them to get people into the train cars as part of the building. Too. So that's probably what scares me a little bit with that concept.
You have an easement to the DOT to get that, put the trail going on the top of the property too.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know what I'm saying, is because again, we're going to, if you walk that flow, I can see the parking becoming a big issue because now you're parking on the private individual's property, and if they've got those train cars rented, I don't know, that's a concern I have with just the conception there.
Eventually, the Rodeo Grounds needs to move so that the parking can be developed.
Right, but that roof is coming out on private property and parking lot rather than the other side where it comes out on the public area.
Yeah.
Well, I think while Heidi's saying, though, I think if the parking is over here, I don't think that you'll get that much traffic.
You will if it's a loop like it is, and you've got a nature park where you're still going to get the people. And in this park, it really still the same property, but it's got this side of the north. So this is our all
I think that can be addressed.
Yeah, it was Michael Walker and Pierre here.
Yeah. You know, see what I'm saying? Though I can see that being a problem. To the original owners right now maybe don't have a problem, but if that does sell to some other owners, if all those agreements transfer over, would it?
That's just preliminary.
But the other thing is kind of like a grocery store, the parking lot for a grocery store is pretty much public access, even though it's private. That's the way I look at that. People still come in and access different things through a parking lot. So I think we can look through those issues, especially
I would
really like the idea. I think just putting new playground equipment, taking that money and putting it in there, couple you're going to start a new park. I think I really like that idea. Let's do it right. Let's make sure we got a plan to do everything that we need to do. I think that's a very good idea.
When the restroom was going to be where the old one was, we considered maybe sharing that with the cemetery. That appears to be not much of an option anymore because of some of the things that have taken place. And we did plan on using possibly some perpetual care funds to help construct that. The other thing was that $150,000 in there of any kind to put power underground. That's still going to have to happen as part of the match. And then
also the sewer system. If we move the bathrooms, they could be hooked up to the sewer system versus right now.
There are 17 right now, which would be good. But we can do it with the finance director.
If it's within 300 feet of the sewer line, that's Otherwise, it's still just there.
Yeah, not.
What's kind of a pad?
What's the cemetery shed? So they got a restroom in there, or they don't septic?
Yeah, that's septic, yes.
That's septic.
Yeah.
And can I just make one comment? As weather has gotten nicer, people are using our parks. The restrooms are not open.
Right, that's what
I'm saying. People have been handling the public's needs graciously. We do that graciously, but we have also recognized that it would be very nice if, as patrons of the park, and I don't know exactly what the schedule is or anything like that, but
they should be open.
Tourism and everything else. We are also on the septic tank, and actually already had a couple of other issues, just because of you know, ages coming in, so that kind of thing. So just saying, it would be nice if the public has some rules, and I don't know if that's a possibility.
Yeah, they should be open by now.
But,
yeah.
This is one of those things, you know, like...
Right.
And how we're
right. They need to be open. That should be right off on the list.
And the last thing, my hope is to capture some of the money that's coming through the rat tax to help with the park. I think that that's a good use of those funds as a pilot project. So, and I just want to build that.
Since I haven't received an amendment on the playground equipment, you know, all that I send a email.
Yeah.
But
most of it was going to make,
there was, yes, there was an anonymous donor, a significant donation. Is that still in place? And does that mean it has to be a certain type of playground equipment?
That's tied into a grant that's coming from Track 89. But I think I'll let the committee address that. I think the issue on the railroad equipment, I think you guys explained this morning, you want to articulate that again?
We felt like just kind of replacing the playground equipment that's currently there would be a real missed opportunity. We felt like we had this opportunity to kind of rebrand the park, and with our public input meeting and surveys that we've done, people really embrace this idea of it being trendy. And the playground, there's some really cute things that are out there. They're not much more money or anything than other playground equipment. It's just, if we're going to replace, we want to do it right versus just getting the same blue, red, yellow equipment that's out there right now. And so we kind of are not just replacing, but rebranding this park as playground destination. And when you say there is that park, like, that's been out there, has been there for over 45 years, and certainly served its purpose.
Sure.
And this that we said it was 50% off.
Yeah, and it was very similar to what was there.
Yeah.
And that's great. And if we can take out what's there and use it maybe as a power plant and use it there, that's a great opportunity. But, I know it served its time, but we felt like, our committee felt like, that we wanted to continue with this training playground.
Let me ask you this. You plan then that the engine is coming down to the Hoover Valley River.
Right.
It's going to have a ramp so the kids can get up and act like they're driving it. And they're not flowing over into your
It will be situated by the playground. This steam engine, the kids can go up in there and get a great photo opportunity. We have got a little train that can go around the walking trail, similar to what we have in St. George. All of this just kind of ties into this being a destination and a really fun place for kids to go that incorporates that existing train that's already there and the depot and all these things being tied together.
So that's the question. Her question then was that she had lined this equipment up with 50% off.
Free shipping.
Huh?
And free shipping.
And free shipping. That's it. But your point is you take that into consideration.
Right.
And it doesn't fit in with the fee you're after. Is that your
point? Right. So we actually found some playground equipment that was about $25,000. and which really had a nice flow of a train, kind of looked like a train, and had some slides, and it was able to hold like 50 some kids on it, and you know, so it's out there. There's several playground equipment companies that make train themed equipment. It's not just hard to find. It's just that you search it out as a thing that we really want. It's not one playground equipment company, there are several, and they just do it train themed. So if we're going to buy playground equipment, we just wanted it to be train themed.
My concern, well, along was that this playground equipment should fit, I mean, for a variety of ages.
Right.
And I look at what people have, I look at what charities, I look at the communities around us, and the playground equipment has a use for multiple ages.
Yes.
Maybe for my concern was that it limits the use of that.
It's not just, I mean, the covers are kind of tricky, but it's some of the slides, the bars, the swings, and it says right on the packaging, or, you know, in the catalog, ages 3 to 12, which is kind of standard playground equipment ages, when you look. And so, I don't think we're compensating or giving up anything, it's just keeping with that age.
And the other concern was that if there was a room, we don't know if that was the one that's quite exposed to me.
This is the first time I heard about the novel story.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's not another thing.
I like it.
I wonder if there's kind of a public easement agreement you could bridge between the owner and the city. Or
I think we just look at what maybe up to the other way. My concern is again people parking there and taking the parking spots for the businesses and creating.
Right, where it kind of comes on this area.
Yeah, where it comes onto the private area. Yeah.
They also put down their standard money, too. So.
If they ever signed that original now, reserved for train cars or people or something, you know.
Just be really, really resist the change that.
So don't take it out to the north or something that way.
Yeah.
Because we're designing it. Again, that's my concern, so. Because we get it designed.
So you go put sidewalks to the park?
Yes, it will be a pathway, and so that focuses like your 4th of July activities where you have booths. It would be along this pathway. You would have a paved area. You could push a wheelchair. It would be rumbling over tree roots and gravel and grass. It would flow really nice, and, you know, the bathrooms would also be along this pathway. I think it's just something that's really, really needed.
Well, absolutely.
I think it'd be awesome to make this.
I have a question. Are you having apples for apples, or are you replacing what was already there with the same amount of equipment? So, in other words, is there a possibility of using both this cabin?
So,
if I add it a little bit, and also keeping a few.
Yeah, like the swings. We would keep the swings, and then we repaint it. And a few things, for sure, if we can move them. The existing playground.
That was my question. If you've used this 50% off equipment,
no, and it is the colors are off. It's really just exactly what we have out there right now. They served us well. I get that. It's just.
Okay, you answered.
Yeah, it's a completely different look.
But it does serve the population that you're concerned about. The design sets and does serve ages 3.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Yes, we're not giving up anything like that. And we're actually adding to it by having that train. It's something totally new for the kids to be able to actually climb on. And
I know we're out of time, but I kind of envision that there's also a discovery portion to this where kids are using there's different senses and different things that you're dealing with, and so it's a lot bigger than just a playground. It's a play area, and some of that comes later in funding and different things, but As we get it to that next phase, as we take it to the schematic phase, it'll be nailed down where you can actually see, okay, these areas are filled with what type of, and then we recorrect some of those things where the circulation adjusts so that we're not causing conflicts there.
Well, I think you'll find out if we go forward with this, you know, more meetings, that you're going to get a lot of donations. Mm-hmm. These contractors with back home where we live there and Dave will put, help put the water in, the power in, everything. And for near $1 million, we ought to be able to build one nice little park out there.
Right. Well, the surfacing has changed the style of surfacing. You know, we were weeding the park last fall, and in the sand where the current playground is, there's just weeds growing up. And so the parks have kind of gotten that kind of quirky,
rubbery,
yeah. Turf or whatever you call it, surface, and it's, you wouldn't get the weeds. I think, you know, it's wheelchair friendly. It's really more ability, it's inclusive rather than exclusive to more kids.
The real good lighting.
Yes. Security number one, yes.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to put all the money into the park and the equipment and everything. We will, the bandwidth
is coming on.
That will help the business around there, too, to get there.
How many of the trees are you planning on leaving, and how many are you going to take?
We aren't that specific yet. I don't think we're there yet. Are we?
My suggestion was that there's a phase process, so that as you got the beautiful trees, as you're phasing out a few, as you're planting a few, and then over time, it's more of a kind of an undulation rather than all at once, and then you have no shape. You know what I mean?
So you're saying for the next schematic, you'll kind of break it out on the phases? Is that what you're hoping to do now with the next schematic?
Yeah, so the schematic will basically turn into, we'll get some color and feedback from you, from the group here, from some of the security people with the police or fire, so that we can really make sure that our circulation is correct, the way they walk for security, and when they're trying to slow traffic around the kids who are coming across from parking to play area. Because if you're not that big of a play area, you're going to have some parking to take care of it. And then, yeah. And so then you'll be able to see that schematic.
So I guess the next question I have is how do we move forward, or, you know, when you get moving on it? That's the one thing I feel like.
Time is of the essence with the weather and around here.
Yeah.
So we're here to get your blessing with these plans.
Carol?
I apologize because I'm way behind on this, but what's the projected cost and what is the projected grant?
The grant for the park service is $576,000, and in the heritage area and its part of it can kick in $118,806. So the total project is, with the private public partnership, is
$764,806.
So wait, is it designed grant?
Yeah.
So we have to match half of that.
Yeah, only half of that.
200, yeah, the 560,000, half of that is a grant. We have to match half of it.
You have to match half of the five, so 250,000 approximately.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and part of that can be in kind. Like Justin was saying, part of what we put in the grant application was that we take the pattern and get better grant. So that we get that all, so the street poles would be gone, or you know, the light poles and everything else would be gone, it'd be all underground power. And that's part of what we committed as a part of our in-kind when we submitted for the grant.
We do have the match identified to match the 50% of the 5%.
So, yeah.
But the design and all that sort of thing, is that's up to the committee, maybe.
Yeah.
Do we need more public input? Do you need another schematic? Do we need a schematic and then come back to kind of more of an open house?
Mm-hmm.
I think I've committed that to willing to do this and everything, and I think we need to work fight straight with them, let them take this and get the proposal put together, and then we look at it.
I'll quickly get the fines a little, you know, and obviously things always change in the process, but I'll get the fines if you guys have some things you're actually seeing. It's not just quotes.
I'd like to set up to the point where when we get close, we can have a public meeting, and that is show some display and pictures, maybe even of what your vision is, and take this to make a public inquiry about where we're going with it.
Is Randy Carter on the sewer system?
Yes, he is.
He just advertised in two different papers, and, you know, social media also, about our last public meeting. Well,
I was
So it's mentioned public-private, the way this is set up. Who's the public and who's the private?
The public-private is the part up here.
That's the next.
Kathleen Dunn, who is 50% for the Mormon Heritage area. It's over the Eagle State. The Mormon Heritage is including 94,403 and tracking 979.
Okay, the public is the same?
No, the public is the Mormon Pioneer National Heritage.
I just want to say this one thing before I leave, that there are some things that we could do now, that's like purchasing picnic tables and things like that, that don't really have an effect on anything we're doing other than just replacing what's there. So I think that would probably be the best first order of business, is to try to get the picnic tables out there. But security just came up, and that's before we spend too much money on new tables. We want to make sure that they're not going to get vandalized. So I think that's something that we can do right away.
Could they drive by every hour at the park?
Do you want to head out there and kick kids off the picnic table, and you drive, you leave and drive back around, and they're back on it, and the parents are sitting right there, so it's like...
Okay,
one of the camera stuff that we can use. I mean...
Bring this to the motion here in the stand that too, but it helps us with if we had prosecutors.
Right. So something serious.
I'll make a motion when we adjourn.
Okay, if I make the motion when we adjourn, second day, yes. All those in favor?
Alright.
I'm going to go to the next one.